It's time for us to turn our attention to Tech Tuesday. We've spoken a little bit about our DNA, which seems to be falling behind the times, but our courts are suggesting that they're getting ahead of the times. Caselines is a form of platform that allows us to move into a digital space, particularly now during COVID-19. And Belinda Scriba, the director in dispute resolution at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, joins me to give us some perspective on that.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolata
on Cape Talk.
Belinda, welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. It's a pleasure to have you this morning on Tech Tuesday. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And thank you for having me. And thank you to your listeners also. Good morning.
Good morning. So Caselines is not new technology. It's been used in various jurisdictions. It's been used in the United Kingdom. It's been used in the UAE. And it's about to be introduced in the Western Cape. What is it exactly, and how does it impact your daily practice?
It's a very good question. And it's come more to the front, obviously, with COVID and lockdowns. But Caselines is a digital platform where you file all your formal proceedings in a digital manner, and then the judge and anybody else can access it at any time electronically. And it has already been introduced into Gauteng. It was formally introduced in Gauteng on the 27th of January 2020, and thank goodness for that. It wasn't foreseeing COVID in any way at the time, but it has been a lifesaver in terms of service and filing and running matters in out of the jurisdiction of Gauteng. I had a virtual hearing in April, and I honestly feel that Caselines fast-tracked the ability to have that hearing in Gauteng. So, yes, it has been introduced in other jurisdictions. Mm. It has been introduced in Gauteng, and it has been very, very successful in Gauteng. So we are eagerly awaiting the introduction of Caselines in the Western Cape.
So just help me understand a little bit better. I mean, the number of moving parts in any case or litigation are so high. We've got obviously the presiding, we've got two lawyers at the very least, you've got a plaintiff or a defendant, I'm thinking stenographer, I'm thinking files, I'm thinking how do you keep all of those moving parts, I suppose, fair? I mean, this is beyond just like some kind of a Zoom call, right? This is documentation as well. How do you keep it fair, and particularly the ability to reach out to people who might not have access to such technological advancement?
It's an interesting question, and it's a question that I think everybody's been struggling with in terms of just accessing documentation. So at the moment, there is still a physical file at court, so stuff will still go to court and be filed in a court file. It just with the digital platforms, what it does sort of circumvent is, physical files go missing, and there are a lot of man hours both within the court and by attorneys trying to find those physical files. I mean, these courts are huge, and it is quite easy for a file to be misplaced, and through no one's particular fault. But there is a physical file. What Caselines does do is it takes away the absolute necessity to either duplicate that physical file should it go missing for a short period of time, and a lot of matters get postponed because files go missing, physical files go missing. So it's such a relief to now have a platform where we don't have to necessarily worry 20 days in advance to try and find a file to make sure it's there and in its right place. We know that it's stored in a cloud and the judge can access it. And generally, even everyone is represented generally, either through legal aid or through other resources that have been supplied to them in order to make sure that they get, just access to fair justice. So legal aid and attorneys will always have access to be able to go into those digital platforms. And, so if you are represented, it doesn't matter at what tier you're represented at, those files will be accessible, and you've also got a court and ask them to access it for you. So there are ways and means, and I do feel this is a leap towards actually helping, you know, incumbent get the proper representation, because their files are not going missing and, you know, matters are not being postponed again and again just because there's no access to files.
Well, that's good. And also, I see they've, as I say, they've got court presentation, virtual hearings. There's a range that I'm hoping will be rolled out a little bit further than the Western Cape government. Hopefully, we can judicial space. Hopefully, this means we can leapfrog some of the backlog that we have with respect to the justice system in at least the documentary side of things. Appreciate the explanation, Belinda. Really grateful. I love it when tech comes together with other disciplines to do better. Belinda Scriba is Director in Dispute Resolution Practice at Cliffdecker Hofmeyr. That's our Tech Tuesday today. How has tech improved your life? We're always talking about, even yesterday, about how we have dysmorphia from Zoom. Some good things here. Maybe it's a step closer to justice. Maybe we need this kind of impact, obviously, on the DNA collection side of things. 021-446-0567. I'd love to know your thoughts. It's 6:47.